But tonight we want to look in Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. And I call this Jesus the source of life. The source of life. And so I hope tonight can be a help to us and a reminder to us and a blessing to us. I inherited the preacher's frog he always talks about. You know, having a frog isn't so bad, but when he sits down and crosses his legs, that's when it becomes a problem. I guess he decided not to take it with him. And so before I got out there, I was clearing my throat because that, I don't know, I would say it was that pew there that he sits, but I was sitting over there, so I don't know. But anyway, the frog has returned. But I want to read Mark chapter 6, beginning with verse 45. And there is so much, a lot of times I'll refer to some of the same passages, maybe from a different book, because there are so many things that we can learn and apply in our own life that can help us every day. You know, we are very needy people, and we need to be reminded of how God works in our life. We need to be reminded of how He can help us if we allow Him to. And then we also need to be reminded that we may be exactly where He wants us to be. Even in our eyes, it seems like there's troubles all around us. And so we need to be reminded of this. So I hope that tonight can be a help to us. Verse 45, it says, "And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before Bethsaida while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into the mountains to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, and the winds were contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them. And he saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And went up unto them in the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wonder." Now, think about the change in their day. Think about the change in their day, and we're going to bring out some things in this passage, but something that just caught my attention was the fact that, as I was reading this, that they were amazed at what Jesus could do. And how many times have we prayed about something, or we've gone through a hard time in our life, and after it's over, we step back and we realize it's all God, and how amazed we are. How that he worked in this situation, or he worked in that situation. And even when we think there's no solution or there's no hope, at the end of that journey or that situation, we look back and we say, it had to be God. And that's kind of the state that they were in. So I would like to begin tonight by reading a verse that is going to set the stage of what we want to try to share with you tonight. And, of course, this is our passage. This is the event that we want to explore tonight and in the lives of these that were in the ship. But I want us to begin with, and this is kind of going to be my introduction tonight, is, and it's one verse found in John chapter 10. And so if you want to turn there, John chapter 10, verse 10, and I want this to kind of be the introduction of what the Lord has laid upon my heart that can maybe help us tonight and help me, and that is this, John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So not only is He the giver of life, and if you're born again, you've experienced that. You've experienced the life that we have in Jesus Christ. But He's also willing to give it more abundantly. So I want to take this passage of Scripture and I want to apply that abundant life that is being talked about. That abundant life. We've titled the message tonight, Jesus, the Source of Life. He's the source of life. I'd like to begin tonight with realizing the fact that Jesus gave them clear direction. He gave them clear direction. He tells them in verse 45 to go to the other side. Now, that is a clear-cut direction as to what He has in store for them or what is going to take place in their life. He gives them clear direction. Now, what is the key to this direction? For this day to be successful in their life, or for this day to have the help that it needs, what is the clear-cut thing that they needed to do? They needed to listen. And not only did they need to listen, but they also needed to apply. They needed to simply do what He asked them to do. Now, a lot of times in life, we don't realize what storm is going to come. We don't realize what we're going to be facing. And I wondered sometimes, you know, sometimes we've said maybe, or I've said, maybe I should say, maybe you haven't said, but sometimes we think, I wished I kind of knew what the future was going to hold. I wished I knew what was going to happen in this situation or that happened. Do you know, I believe He don't tell us because I don't know if we could handle that. I don't know if we could handle what we're getting ready to face. Because think about it. He asked them to go to the other side. If they knew that they were going to have to deal with a storm, and if they knew that they were going to have to see someone walking on the water, do you think they would have gone? We say, well, if Jesus told me to, I would. But when we actually apply it to our life, I wonder if we would really, if we knew what we were going to have to face, would we do it? But although we don't know what we're going to have to face, we do know that we have help. We do know that we have a source of life. See, living and breathing is one aspect of life, but I want us to apply tonight the source of life, meaning that we have help in this life. We have help. And so they had to follow His direction. They had to listen. And they had to apply. And they had to do. When I was growing up, life was good when I followed directions. When I didn't follow directions, life wasn't so good. And not only did it cause problems for me, it caused extra anxiety and stress on my parents. And so but when I did what they said, I've probably told you this before, but I tell you, it just had an impact in my life. One of the best sermons my dad ever preached was, he stopped the service. We probably wouldn't do that now, but I was sitting on one of the pews and I guess I was acting up. I don't remember. I just remember the after effect. I don't remember what I was doing. And he was just before he got ready to preach. And he stopped the service and he told the song leader, he says, we need to have a hymn. And I was hoping they'd sing Amazing Grace. So he took me out it hurts to even say. And then I came back in and I was a changed person. The Holy Spirit got a hold of me. But it was one of his best sermons because he was excited and he was fired up. And one of them times. It had an impact, okay? But no matter what we face, no matter what storms come, no matter what happens in our life, when we become tossed about, then we need help. And we need to go to that source of life. You say, why do we need to go to that source of life? What was Jesus trying to show them? What was Jesus trying to show them in this short period of time in their life? What was He trying to show them that would help them in future days? Remember, Jesus was one day going to be away. Jesus was going to die on the cross and He was going to go up into heaven. And so there's some things that they needed to learn as followers of Christ, as ministers, as individuals serving the Lord. There were some things that they needed to know, and He was giving them things to apply to their life. Yes, this was an event that took place, but they could apply this to future events. I first want to say, He was showing them that He's the giver of peace. Verse 51 says, and He went up with them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore afraid in themselves beyond measure and wonder. So if the wind ceased, and if they were in the presence of the Lord, that means the tossing and the being tossed to and fro, and the fear was now gone. And He's the giver of peace. Only He gives the everlasting peace. You remember that abundant life that I was just talking about in the beginning? Well, that's part of that abundant life. That's part of that abundant living, is knowing that we have peace. There's a lot of turmoil that's taking place in our country and overseas, if you've kept up with it at all. And somebody was talking to me about it, and today at work, and I don't know all the details. I knew bits and pieces, and he seemed to be very anxious of what was going to take place with Russia, and I'm just sitting there listening to him, and he says, "Aren't you concerned?" And I said, "No, not really." I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to sound shallow when I say that, but I'm not letting it get me worked up to the point of. Because I know as a Christian, no matter what happens, we're going to be winners. And we're just going to be one step closer to eternity and having that peace, that eternal peace. And so He's the giver of peace. And there are turmoils. He is the one that changed their situation. But He was also the one that led them into that situation. You see what I'm saying? He's the one that led them into that situation, but He was also the one that gave them the peace. He's the one that changed the situation. And they were learning that abundant life. They were learning just exactly what Jesus could give them. And He gave them peace. Now, what is the one thing that comes to your mind without saying, you can think about it in your mind? What is the one thing that needs to be that needs to grow in our life? What is the one thing that needs to grow that to help us to be have a more solid foundation? Faith. Our faith should grow daily. So He was able to address their faith. Remember, He's the one giving. He's the one giving that abundant life. Well, how can we have that abundant life unless our faith is growing? Our faith is not growing in people. Our faith is not growing in circumstances, but our faith is growing in Jesus Christ. So what was He trying to show to them as they were going across to the other side and as the storm was taking place? He was growing their faith. Jesus came walking on the water. Could you imagine someone coming walking on the water? It scared me to death. I hope I don't see it. When Marshall was little, we would be at the beach and we'd be out on the pier, and it'd be nighttime, and we'd see a light from a ship that was a long way off, and he was just a little fellow, and I would tell him, "That's Goldie Jack out there. He lost his arm and he's coming to look for it." And I used to tell him that, and still to this day he'll, "Is that Goldie Jack?" And so now I'm doing the same thing with Scott's kids. We were up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and they were able to go with us, and we were staying at Fancy Gap, the little campground there. So there was a light in the woods, and it was dark, and we were sitting by the fire, and I looked at Scott's, not his youngest one, but he was next to youngest one, and I said, "Did I ever tell you the story about Goldie Jack?" But what it was a light from a tent that was through the woods, but all you could see is the light. So that was just, that's the fun of being an uncle. Anyway, it would make me afraid. It would make me afraid if I saw someone coming walking on the water. Well, how many times, truth speaking, how many times have we been afraid over a situation that's coming our way? Something that we didn't ask for. Something that we don't know what's going to happen. And how many times have we been afraid? More times than not, if we want to be truthful. Jesus was teaching them, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. What they didn't realize was that as he came walking on the water, help was on his way. Help was on its way. When Jesus got there, he quickly identified himself. He quickly identified himself because they were afraid, and I'm sure they were talking amongst themselves, and they were walking on the sea, and they thought it was a spirit, and they cried out. But when Jesus immediately, he talked to them and said the words, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." So he immediately said, "Hey, it's me, it's I. Don't be afraid." When I was little growing up, I used to be afraid of the dark. I don't know how many of you were afraid of the dark, but I was little. And so sometimes in the middle of the night, I would wake up. And I've told you about me sleeping with my tennis shoes before when it was a storm. I used to be afraid to look under my bed at night when the room was dark. We had a cat when Darla and I first got married. Somebody gave us a stray. And we had a cat that, for whatever reason, didn't like Darla. Who wouldn't like her? Well, this cat harassed her. And so Darla would go to get into bed at night, and he would grab her leg. And he would be under the bed, and he would just grab her leg. He would just paw, just irritating her. And so it got to the point where she knew she couldn't stand knowing that he was going to grab her leg. So, and she's not going to like this. But she would take a running start and jump so the cat wouldn't get her. Can I stay at y'all's house tonight? But when I was a child and I was afraid, I would say, "Mother, mother." And she'd be asleep and she'd holler, "What?" And I'd say, "Can you get me some water?" I didn't want no water. I just wanted her presence. was actually thinking about that today, how much a lot of times we don't appreciate our parents in the growing up years as we do when we get older and they're gone. But what I needed was I needed her presence. I needed her to tell me everything was okay. Yeah, she gave me water, but I'd only drink a sip or two. And I'm sure she wanted to beat me. but she, I think she knew. And she was always willing. Can you imagine how they must have felt when Jesus got on board?
Amen.
Can you imagine the peace that they must have experienced after being afraid, not only from the storm, but being afraid, seeing him walking and in all the fears of the unknown? They didn't know what it was. We fear the unknown if we're not careful. There's things that's happening in our life that we're just not sure what's going to happen. And so we have that little bit of anxiety and we have that little bit of fear. And knowing that we have Jesus should build our faith. And their faith was being built. You remember what I said? He's the source of life, and that's that abundant life. That's that abundant life that he's given us. But our faith has to be built. Our peace has to be given. Our faith has to be built. And he addresses their faith and he says, look, it's I. Be of good cheer. Be not afraid. Just like a mother will always come for her child, or a dad will always come for her child, our Lord's going to always come and help us. That's the promise. So what else is he showing to help strengthen him in realizing that they have that abundant life? Well, he's also showing that he's all powerful. You see, we've been studying the scriptures for many years and we see the beginning and the end, and so there's a lot of things that we know that they were just learning. They were just learning about Jesus. They were just beginning to trust Jesus. And so now he's showing him how powerful he is because he was able to still the storms. Luke chapter 1 verse 37, the Bible says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. When I was at Piedmont and I was working and going to school, and I had it was Darla and I had just first got married, and you know how you are, you when you first get married, you're trying to figure out, you know, you're just trying to figure out life. You got bills and you've got all these things, and so we were coming up short one month, and I knew that I had a school payment, and so at Piedmont, I knew that we had a school payment coming. And I wasn't sure what we were going to do. And when I was at Piedmont, we had a mailbox, and each student had a mailbox. And I would go to my mailbox every day before class. And I just prayed and said, Lord, can you help me with this? And I opened up my mailbox, and there was a card in there and said, someone paid your bill for this month. Isn't God good? I still to this day don't know who it was, but God knows. And so he's all powerful. And so that's building my faith. You realize how that helped my faith? And just like their faith is being built because he's all powerful and he stilled the storm. And with God nothing is impossible. He's proving his power time and time again in our life. And he's proven his power to these that's following him. He hasn't changed. He's still God. He's still God. Just like he was to them. Isaiah 40:12, the Bible says, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hands, and met out the heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. We serve a big God. We serve a big God, and we can trust Him. These that were in the ship were learning some valuable lessons that would help them in the future. And they were learning that He is God. They were learning that He was Almighty. The storm had been tossing them. But keep in mind, He told them to go to the other side. He was showing how powerful He was. He was also showing them that He was always present. Notice what verse 48 says. And He saw them toiling and rowing. And when you stop and think about that, at this point, He wasn't with them. At this point, He wasn't with them, but He knew what was happening. Jesus knew what was happening in their lives. He knows what's happening in our life. He knows what's happening in our life. Every single day, He knows what's happening in our life. What does the Bible say? In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, what does it say? I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. There's that teaching again. There's that teaching. He's strengthening them. And He had seen what was happening in their life, and He was seeing that the winds were contrary, and He was seeing that what time of the day it was. It says about the fourth watch of the night. And so He saw all those things. If you haven't realized it, people are under a great deal of stress nowadays. There's a lot of stress. And people's minds get pulled in so many directions. Their minds get pulled in so many directions. And if we're not careful, allowing our minds to be pulled in so many directions, if we're not careful, we take our eyes off our Lord. May we allow God to work in our lives and remember daily that He is still God. May we remember daily. And so He's all present. He's all knowing. He'll never forsake us. He'll never leave us. He will never run away from us. God is a forever friend. But He's also very perceptive. He knows what's happening in our lives. He knows all things. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, the Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." Do you realize that God knows exactly all the evil that's taking place in our world? He knows everything, all the evil. He knows all the good. He knows all things. If I can just put it simply, He is worthy to be trusted. He is worthy to be trusted because He knows exactly what we're facing every second of the journey of our life. He knows exactly. And as He's teaching them, as He's teaching them on this ship, He's teaching them. You know, if truth be known, we're being taught things every single day. And we think sometimes, well, I'm tired of learning. I remember when I got out of high school that I was done. I was done with school. I didn't want any part of school after I was out of high school. And I said, I'm done. How many times have you said you're done with something and then God puts it right back in your life? Don't ever tell Him you're done with something. Because it was 5 years later that I went to Piedmont. And then so it took me 10 years to go to night school and a class here and a class there, but I finished. And then Darla's like, okay, you done now? And then I turned around and it was, I think it was 7 years later I started again. And finished in 2014. And then Darla says, are you done now? And I said, yeah, I think so. And about 3 years later, I started again. And so I'm continuing now off and on with different classes. But my point is, we should never be unteachable with what God wants us to learn. And He's always teaching us. He's the great I Am. I am the bread of life. John 6:35. I am the light of the world. John 8:12. I am the door. John 10:9. I am the good shepherd. John 10:11. I am the resurrection of the in the life. John 11:25. I am the way, the truth, and the life. 14:6. I am the true vine. 15:1. John 15:1. He's everything. And He's showing them all these things in that little boat that they were in. We're in the boat of life. And He's showing us every day that we can trust Him. But I want to close with this thought. He addresses their future. You say, how did He address their future? You didn't say anything about the future. He addressed their future because in verse 45, the Bible says, and straightway He constrained His disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side. All this that took place was in the middle. In the middle of the sea. The fear, the peace, the knowing who He is, the understanding of who He is. All these things were in the middle. But He promised them they were going to go to the other side. And He's promised us that we're one day going to be in heaven.
Amen.
We can rejoice over that.
Right.
We can rejoice. You see, He is not only the giver of life, but He's the source of life. I learned a long time ago, and I'm learning this daily, use your sources to accomplish something. And I challenge you tonight to use your sources to get through this life. And Jesus is our source. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. Thank You for the valuable lessons that You show us and that You teach us. And Lord, You know our hearts. We don't have to say anything that You don't already know. But Lord, I know in my life sometimes I'm not teachable because I think too much about the situations and not relying on the source that I have with You to help me through. Father, as we have this invitation, if someone just wants to come and pray, Lord, I invite them to come. And for those that are listening, Lord, by way of the internet, Lord, I pray that they'll just simply bow their heads and just realize what we have in Jesus Christ. And that You've promised us that we're going to get to the other side. So, Father, I pray that You'll have Your will and way. For it's in Jesus' name, amen. Brother Jim, what number do you have?
Page 319.
Once you come, the altar's open. Once you come.